因为他很努力去追求。
Because they truly pursue after God.
但是有的人信很久，讲不出什么体验。
But some members they believe for a long time, but they seem to not be able to talk about their experiences.
很可能那个追求不够。
It might be because they did not pursue hard enough.
啊，因为神是活的。
Because God is living.
神的恩典是丰富的。
God is abundant.
会去追求神的人，一定会体会到它里面的丰盛。
Those who go and experience it must experience his abundance.
那没有体会，可能是我们的追求不够。
If we don't experience it, very likely it's because we don't pursue hard enough.
那当主耶稣在讲这个八福。
When Jesus Christ is talking about the Beatitudes,
如果我们从第三节一直看到最后一节。
If we read from verse 3 to the end of the Beatitudes,
这个八福啊，差不多都没有提到我们在地上所说的福气。
These blessings, almost none of them talk about blessings on this physical earth.
这个福气都是指的灵性上的，心灵上的。
All the blessings refer to spiritual blessings or our mental blessings.
而事实上，最宝贵的福气是在内心里面。
And truly, the greatest blessing is within our hearts.
最宝贵的福气是在灵里面的。
The most precious blessing is within the spirit.
因为这常常是真正的一种享受，而且是永久的。
Because that is a true blessing and it is eternal.
所以信主耶稣，我们常常在见证神的恩典。
When we believe in Christ, we often experience His grace.
但是大部分我们在见证神的恩典，都是指着肉体物质的今生的。
But when we experience it, it's usually from a physical and material way.
这个是恩典的一部分，这不是恩典的全部。
It is part of the grace, but it's not the whole.Complete grace.
如果这是恩典的全部，有的人根本就不相信耶稣，因为我什么都有啊，平安我有啊，权力我有啊，钱财我有啊，享受有我有啊，我为什么要信耶稣？
If that is a complete grace, and people will say, "Oh, I don't need God because I have money, I have power, I have authority, I have everything."
但是最宝贵的恩典是心灵上的、灵性上，这是你地上买不到的。
But the most precious blessing is the one in the spirit. That's something that you cannot buy.
但这需要去追求。
But you need to pursue for it.
我们才能够得到。
Only then can we gain it.
不是说信的自动就有了。
It does not come automatically when we believe.
这是恩典，但是要追求。
This is a grace, but we have to pursue for it.
我们来看第一个福气。
Let's look at the first beatitude.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
第一个福气是得到天国。
The first blessing is to gain the kingdom of heaven.
也就是得到神的国。
And that is to gain the kingdom of God.
那神的国本身是一种产业。
The kingdom of God is an inheritance.
是属灵的产业。
It's a spiritual inheritance.
我们记得神应许给亚伯兰一块土地。
Remember that God promised Abraham a piece of land,
叫做牛奶与蜜之地
the land of milk and honey.
结果亚伯兰真的到了迦南地
Truly when Abraham went to the land of Canaan,
他的信心有长进
His faith did increase.
所以他向往一个更美的家乡
And then he went to evenMore beautiful home.
那是神所经营、神所建造的。
And a home that God built and established.
那个更美的家乡就是指着属灵的天国。
The more, even more beautiful home is the kingdom of God.
也就是神的国。
And the country of God.
那今天我们信仰的追求到最后，我们会觉得最大的价值是那不能够震动的那一块土地。
And as believers, the greatest price we'll feel that when we believe is the one that we cannot gain.
那块土地就是天国。
And that land that we cannot gain, and that land is kingdom of heaven.
那个天国就在我们心里面。
That kingdom of heaven is within our hearts.
就在我们教会里面。
Is within our church.
就在我们家庭里面。
Within our families.
这个是最宝贵的一块属灵的产业。
This is the most precious inheritance, spiritual inheritance.
那天国，我们早上有查考过，就是公义、平安、喜乐。
This morning we studied that the kingdom of God is peace, joy, and righteousness.
就是没有罪。
That is, there is no sin.
从罪得到释放,
From sin, we are freed.
啊, 很平安,
we are at peace.
很喜乐,
and we have joy.
所以这块土地是美好的,
because this land is beautiful.
所以这个叫做福气,
that is the blessing.
那我们再回来看第三节,
Let's return to verse 3.
好, 说虚心的人有福了,
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
虚心啊, 如果我们看英文, 或者看路加福音就知道, 叫做贫穷的人有福了。
Poor in spirit, we can also see in Luke that it means poor.
这个贫穷啊, 就是说什么都没有。
What does that mean, poor? That means you have nothing.
那这个贫穷, 主要是指着人的心。
The poor refers to man's heart.
人的心如果很谦卑, 很空虚, 他才能够得到神的果。
Only when a man's heart is very humble and he can gain the kingdom of God.
但是常常肉体的贫穷跟心灵的贫穷是有连带关系的。
Often the poorness in your heart is related to your poorness in the world.
因为一个人如果肉体比较贫穷，常常比较谦卑，容易得到神的果。
If someone is poor materially, he often is more easily able to gain God's kingdom.
但是一个人如果外在很丰盛,
but if a person is blessed materially,
有时候心灵就不容易谦虚，就不容易贫穷。
His heart is, it's often not easy for his heart to be humble.
所以就不容易得到神的果。
And therefore, it's hard for them to gain the kingdom of heaven.
一个很实际的例子,
A very practical example.
如果我们看现基督教的发展,
If we look at the growth of the Christian church,
美国现在22间教会跟祈祷所,
In the United States, there's 22 churches and houses of prayer.
除了3间的会堂是自己盖的, 其他全部都向其他教会买的。
Other than 3 churches that were built by us, the others were all purchased.
因为很多的这个现在的主流教派聚会圣老人,
Because a lot of the people who are having services are now seniors.
年轻人吸不住,
the young people don't stay.
会堂是空的,
and their chapel is empty.
你如果到欧洲去看,
if you go to Europe,
会堂盖得很堂皇富丽,
the churches there are built magnificently.
那都是100年前、200年前盖的,
they were all built hundreds of years ago.
那里面都是空的,
but they are all empty inside.
人的生活水准提高了,
when human living standard is increased,
相对人的心就不容易觉得很空虚这样来寻找神。
When they're increased, man's heart is also unable to humble their hearts.
但是你相对看现在开发中的国家,
but if you look at the developing countries today,
好像非洲,
like Africa,
印度,
India,
福音传得很快,
the gospel spreads rapidly.
论生活水准来讲, 生活水准相当低,
if you look at their living standards, it is very low.
但人的心呢, 啊, 很空虚,
but their hearts are very humble.
所以很容易来得到神的果。
It is very easy for them to gain the kingdom of heaven.
那这并不等于说我们物质生活很丰富就不能得神的果。
That does not mean that if we are blessed materially, we cannot gain the kingdom of heaven.
这个问题的关键是我们的心能不能很空虚。
The question is the key of whether our heart can be humbled.
很谦卑,很空虚,这样我们才有办法进到神的国。
If we can have a modest heart and humble ourselves, that way we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
好,我们来看那个, 马太福音。
Let's look at Matthew.
马太福音的第 11章,
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第11章,
Matthew chapter 11.
25节,
verse 25.
那时耶稣说,父啊,天地的主,我感谢你,因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就隐藏,向婴孩就显露出来。
Verse 25, At that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children.
主耶稣说,你将这些事向聪明通达的人就隐藏。
Jesus Christ said that you hid these things from the wise and learned.
这一些事就是指着天国的事。
These things refer to the matters of kingdom, of the kingdom of heaven.
聪明通达就是世界上啊，自己觉得书读的很多，哦，头脑很发达的人。
The wise and learned here refer to those who feel that they are very educated, that they have very, very smart, intellect.
那神的事情就向他们隐藏。
God hid these things from them.
所以他们对信仰的认识就很有限。
So what they know of the faith is very limited.
因为我们能不能认识神，最重要的关键不是人的努力。
Whether we can know the matters of God is not whether how hard we work.
最重要是神要把他自己启示给我们。
The most important thing is whether God wants to reveal those things to us.
如果神不启示，你人怎么努力，圣经再读多少遍，你都没有办法认识神。
If God does not reveal his meaning to us, no matter how many times we read the Bible, we will not know it.
那神要启示他自己给人，需要有一个条件。
For God to reveal the things to us, there is a condition.
就是像婴孩就显露出来。
It is to reveal them to be like little children.
所以婴孩就是什么都不知道。
To be like little children means to know nothing.
那神就会将他的国显现给他。
Then God will reveal his kingdom to them.
所以一个人如果自己知道，我们有很多不知道。
If a person realizes that he does not know much, a lot.
神的事情我们什么都不知道。
I don't know all of God's things.
因此变成很谦卑，心灵上很空虚。
And you become very humble, very modest.
这个人神的国就进到他里面了。
And this person will enter in the kingdom of heaven.
因为神喜欢这样的人。
Because God likes this kind of person.
所以主耶稣才说，虚心的人有福。
That's why God, Jesus said that poor, blessed are the poor in spirit.
不论是知识上或者钱财上。
Whether it is in your knowledge or is in your wealth.
我们有多少。
How much we have.
在属灵的上我们要永远承认我们不知道。
No matter how much we have to admit that in spiritually we know little.
这一方面我好像小孩子一片空白。
It will have to be like a children.
这样啊，我们就容易进到神的国里面。
That way we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以保罗才说，
That's why Paul said,
说那个今生有智慧的，今生啊，在这个世界有智慧的，
the ones that have wisdom on this earth,
倒不如变成愚拙，好变成有智慧。
That it would be better for them to become fools, for them to be wise.
所以变成愚拙是，如果他不受教育，变成笨笨的，他反而会得到更大的福气，他能够认识神。
For them to be fools, that means that they don't experience education, and then they would be greatly blessed in that way instead.
所以教育如果能够让人谦卑，
So if education can help a person be humble,
那教育也是好的。
Then education is a good thing.
但是如果教育到最后使人骄傲而不能认识神，
But education makes a person proud and that person unable to know the Lord.
那这不如没有受过什么教育反而能够认识神更好。
Wouldn't it be better for that person to not have received the education and know the Lord?
因为天国是虚心的人才能得着。
Because the kingdom of heaven is only for those who are poor in spirit.
我们要在神的国不断的进步，就是要常常倒空自己。
For us to improve in our spirituality, we have to empty ourselves.
我们就能够无限量的认识神。
And then we can know God unlimited.
所谓倒空，就是常常提醒自己，我们所知道的很有限，我们不知道的很多。
To empty ourselves is to say, realize that I know little, and there's much I do not know.
那我们在《使徒行传》里面，
in the book of Acts,
我们看过安提阿伯的太监。
We can look at the eunuch of Antioch,
Ethiopia. 这是一个很虚心的一个故事。
This is a story of humility.
虽然他是一个总管银库的太监，我们看《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 8.
《使徒行传》第八章
，Acts chapter 8，
二十七节。
Verse 27，
腓力就起身去，不料有一个安提阿伯人，是一个大权的太监， 在安提阿波女王甘大基手下总管银库。我们仔细看，这个人是有大权的太监。
In verse 27, we can see this Ethiopian was an important official with great power.
然后总管银库。
And he controlled the treasury.
可见应该钱财也有一些吧。
And he probably had a great wealth as well.
二十八节。
Let's look at verse 28.
那回来在车上念着先知以赛亚书。
On his chariot, he was reading the book of Isaiah.
车上啊，那个马车是跳来连一去一直跳动的。
The chariot was bouncing.
所以就很不容易读书的。
It's not easy to read.
那为什么他在车上读书呢
？Why was he reading on the chariot?
就是因为他的心呢，很空虚。
Because his heart was very humble. It was poor.
所以他想要去知道更多的属灵的事。
And that because he wanted to know the spiritual matters.
结果神就感动腓力去靠近他。
The Spirit told Philip go to that chariot.
三十节
，verse 30.
就问他说：“你念的你明白吗？”
Do you understand what you're reading?
三十一节
，verse
31. 没有人指教我怎么能明白呢
？How can I unless someone explains it to me?
我们就看出他的谦卑。
We can see his humility from that verse.
一个有大权的人。
Someone with great power.
当然问说你念的你明白吗
？And if you read something, will you remember?
他竟然说没有人教我怎么明白。
Will you understand? And he said, if no one teaches me, how can I?
那腓力这个人在旷野跑来跑去，整身都是泥土啊。
Philip was running around the wilderness. He's full of dirt.
但是安提阿波太监竟然请他上车。
But the Ethiopian invited him on the chariot.
这个是一种谦卑。
This is a form of humility.
那腓力就把圣经讲给他听了。
And then Philip explained the scriptures.
好，我们看三十四节。
Let's look at verse 34.
太监腓力说：“请问先知说这话指着谁呢
？”He said, "Tell me, please, who is a prophet talking about himself or someone else?"
他觉得他不知道，他问很多问题。
He felt that he didn't know. He's asking many questions.
三十五节。
Verse 35,
腓力就开口从经上起对他传讲耶稣。
Then Philip began with the very passage and told them the good news.
那三十六节他就受洗了。
In verse 36, he was baptized.
他就得到了天国。
He gained a kingdom of heaven.
因为他确实是一个很谦卑的人。
Because you can see he's a truly very humble.
当我们一失去这种谦卑的心，我们的灵性的进步就停止了。
When we lose this humble heart, then our spiritual growth stops.
我们失去了这一种渴慕的心，我们追求就停止了。
When we lose this heart, thirsting heart, our growth stops.
当我们觉得说我已经信几十年了，我什么都懂了，我们就不会进步了。
When we feel that I believe for so many years, that's when our spirituality stops.
所以天国是努力的进去的。
Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is for those who work hard for it.
那要进到天国的第一个条件就是虚心。
The first requirement to enter the kingdom of heaven is to be humble.
这是得恩典的第一个要件。
This is the first key to entering, to gaining the kingdom of heaven.
内心很空虚，觉得自己不懂。
Our heart is very humble. We realize that we don't know.
我们再来看马太福音第五章。
Let's continue reading Matthew chapter 5.
第五章的第四节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
说哀恸的人有福了。
Said those, blessed are those who mourn.
他们要得安慰。
For they will be comforted.
我们大家都很希望得安慰。
We all wish to be comforted.
所以很多人来到教会，很希望得到呢，听到很多安慰的讯息。
People come to church and they want to hear messages of comfort.
劳苦担重担可以到我这里来。
The tired and weak can come to me.
我要让你得到安息。
I will give you rest.
这种的讯息啊，确实让很多人在生活中啊，能够体会到神里面那一种安慰。
This kind of message truly lets people feel the comfort within the Lord.
因为劳苦担重担呢太多了。
Because those who labor are too many.
主耶稣让我们得到安息。
God allows us to receive rest.
那有的人是心灵忧伤。
And some people are mourning in their hearts.
问题很多。
They have many problems.
这个问题解决完，另外一个问题又来。
They solve one problem, another one comes.
哦, 你没有钱, 努力去赚钱,
they have no money, so they go out to earn money.
结果赚钱过度, 传, 钱子赚到,
they earn the money and then they ruin their health.
哦, 所以, 这个是很痛苦的,
so this is truly very difficult.
哦, 所以需要人安慰的人,
those who need comforting are many.
那心灵受创伤的人,
those who are harmed in their hearts are many as well.
那有的创伤是在家庭里面造成的。
Some of the mourning, the harm is within the family.
家庭里面缺乏爱。
The family lacks love.
伤害是在家庭造成的。
The harm is within the family.
那这种有时候创伤的真的很难安慰，很难医治。
Sometimes that sort of harm is truly very difficult to heal.
因此圣经说我们要来到神面前得安慰，这是好消息。
Therefore, the Bible says we have to come here to be comforted. This is a good message.
所以有时候我们常常发现啊，心灵忧伤哦，谁都没有办法安慰。
Sometimes you realize those who are mourning, it's you cannot comfort them no matter what.
比方说亲人死了，
let's not talk about when relatives die.
你要怎么去安慰？
How are you going to comfort them?
这个损失是永远的。
This is an eternal thing.
哦, 永远的分别。
This is an eternal separation.
哦, 但是当我回到圣经里面说, 哀动的人有福了。
But when we turn to the Bible and see that blessed are those who mourn,
他们要得到安慰。
Because they will be comforted.
所以要得到神的安慰之前, 人需要有哀动。
When to gain the comfort of the God, people have to be mournful.
哀动本来是不好的。
To mourn is not a good thing.
所以圣经说心灵忧伤,
Bible says that when your heart is mourned, you will thirst.
但是主耶稣竟然说, 要得安慰的人要先经过哀动。
But Jesus Christ said that to be comforted, you have to be mourning.
那到底这个是在讲什么?
What is this talking about?
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书
1 Corinthians
后书
2 Corinthians
第七章
Chapter 7
哥林多前书 哥林多后书第七章
2 Corinthians Chapter 7
第十节
Verse 10
因为依着神的意思忧愁 就生出没有后悔的懊悔来以至于得救 但是世俗的忧愁是叫人死的
Verse 10 Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret but worldly sorrow brings death
这个地方讲有两种的哀动或者忧愁
Verse 10 talks about two types of sorrow
一种是世俗的忧愁
The one type of sorrow is that of the world
你忧虑你的生活、工作、孩子，忧虑太多，真的，哦，叫人死。
You worry about your life, your kids, your work.
忧虑太多啊，变成啊，忧郁症啊。
You have so many worries, you become depressed.
压力太大，你崩溃了。
You have so much pressure, you fall.
所以世俗的忧愁是不好的。
The worldly sorrow is not good.
但是这里另外前面又讲说，依着神的意思忧愁。 在英文翻作 godly sorrow 就是属灵的忧愁
But this verse also talks about another type of sorrow the godly sorrow
那这个依着神的意思忧愁就是八福第二福的条件
When you have sorrow according to God that is the second beatitude
哀动的人要得到安慰
Those who are mourning they will be comforted
那什么叫做依着神的意思忧愁
What does that mean to have sorrow according to God
我们知道哥林多教会问题很多
We know the church in Corinth had a lot of problems.
第一个,
First,
纷争结党,
they are, have division.
第二个,
Second,
淫乱,
they have sexual immorality.
Yeah, 包括有娶继母的, stepmother.
They have and they marry their stepmother.
这是很严重的,
that's a very serious thing.
那第三个,
Verse, and third,
吃拜偶像的,
they worship idols.
第四个,
Fourth,
教会恩赐很多, 但是很混乱,
they have many gifts, but it is, the church is in chaos.
所以虽然知识口才都很多,
so even though they have much knowledge and much ability,
但他的生命本身有问题,
they have problems in their lives.
那保罗传福音给哥林多教会,
when Paul was preaching to the Corinth church,
保罗当然很关心哥林多教会,
Of course, Paul cares for the Corinth church.
因为保罗好像是父亲,
Because Paul was like a father.
啊，哥林多教会是他在用真道所生的儿子。
Corinth church is like the child he bore in the truth.
有哪一个父亲看到孩子变坏，他不会忧伤呢？
What father would not sorrow for the children that has turned bad?
但是哥林多教会的信仰开始在走下坡，当然保罗的这个属灵的心就忧伤了。
But the Corinth church's faith was declining, and of course, Paul would be sorrowful.
那保罗就写很严厉的信责备他们。
And Paul wrote a very serious letter to rebuke them.
那哥林多教会信徒接到这一封信以后就很难过。
When Corinth Church received this letter, they became very, very sad.
啊，为什么我们信主这么久？
Why is
问题这么多？
Why is it that I believe for so long, but I have so many problems?
我们都没有长进。
We have no improvements.
我们这样对不起神。
We are sorrowful toward God.
就这种叫做依着神的意思忧愁。
That is what godly sorrow is.
那这样的忧愁，人才可以得到安慰啊。
Only that kind of sorrow can you gain God's comfort.
就是对自己的缺点、软弱所犯的罪，在神面前有一种痛悔的心。
That is that the lacking and then the shortcomings that you have, you repent in front of God.
那神会赦免我们的罪。
And God will forgive our sins.
拿掉我们的不义。
Take away our burdens.
然后用他的灵来安慰我们。
Use His Spirit to comfort us.
这样我们才可以得到安慰。
That way, then we can gain the comfort.
所以今天我们的困难在哪里？
So today, where is our sorrow?
我们世俗的忧愁太多。
Our worldly sorrows are too many.
但是依着神的意思忧愁太少。
But our godly sorrows are too few.
你看，我们每一次祷告跪下来求什么？
Think about it. Every time we kneel down and pray, what do we pray for?
大部分都是肉体物质上的事情，今生的。
Usually for the things of the world.
如果我们把它倒过来，
If we flip that around,
我们祷告在神面前觉得很忧伤，就是啊，我信这么久，我爱心真的没有进步。
If we pray to God and think that I've believed for so long, but I really don't have enough love.
我的信心没有进步。
My faith has not increased.
我们对自己的灵性有一个很正确的反省。
We have a very correct self-examination of our faith.
那为着自己不能进步这样来忧伤。
We sorrow for our inability to improve our faith.
那这样的人呢，就是神喜欢了。
That kind of person God will find will be pleased with.
每一个属灵的复兴之前都有悔改。
Everybody who was revived had to repent first.
那悔改不是悔改别人的罪。
When you repent, it's not to repent for other people's sins.
是悔改我们所犯的罪。
But repent for the sins we committed.
那这样啊，神赦免我的罪，跟我们同在，我们才会得到安慰。
And then when God forgives our sins, then we will be with God and He will comfort us.
我们看以赛亚书。
Let's look at Isaiah.
以赛亚书的五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章
Isaiah chapter 57
15节
Verse 15
五十七章十五节
Chapter 57 verse 15
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说我住在至高至圣的所在也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居要使谦卑的人灵苏醒也使痛悔人心灵苏醒这里啊神借着以赛亚是这样先知这样说
God said through Isaiah
说那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的他先自我介绍
He introduced himself said that the high and lofty one who lives forever and whose name is holy
第一个他是至高至上再上去没有他是最高的
It says first that he is the high and lofty one there is nothing higher than him
那比起来我们像微尘一样
That means that we are like dust
那他是永远长存的
He lives forever
比起来我们是太短暂了
Compared to us we are just way too short
然后他的名叫做圣者
His name is holy
比起来我们太污秽了
That means that we are too dirty
那这样的一位神
This sort of God
他说要跟人同居
He will live with man
他要住在人的里面
He will live amongst man
那神住在人里面人就得到安慰了
If he lives amongst men, then man will be comforted.
但是有条件。
But there are conditions.
要与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
But he will live with those who are contrite and lowly in spirit.
所以主耶稣才说忧伤的人有福啊。
That's why Jesus said that those who are mournful have are blessed.
他要得到安慰,
they will gain comfort.
那不是世俗的忧愁,
it is not the worldly sorrow.
那是依着神的意思忧愁,
that is the godly sorrow.
那这个依着神的意思忧愁怎么产生呢?
How does this godly sorrow come about?
首先我们心灵空虚,
the first is that we empty ourselves.
所以神的话进来,
so that God's words can enter us.
神的话一进来, 光一照,
when God's words enters, the light shines, all our shortcomings come out.
我们罪都跑出来,
our sins all come out.
神的话就是标准,
God's word is the standard.
我们为什么不会感觉到有罪?
We might not feel there it is a sin.
第一个没有光,
first, because there is no light.
看不到自己,
we cannot see ourselves.
第二个没有标准,
second, is there no standard.
我们跟人比来比去, 我还不错啊,
when I compare to other people, I'm pretty good.
但是那个神的话一进来,
but when God's word comes in,
主耶稣就是标准,
Jesus Christ is a standard.
你站在主耶稣的面前,
when you stand in front of Jesus Christ,
所有的义都是脏的,
all the righteousness is dirty.
所有的好都变成不好,
all the good becomes bad.
那我们一对照之下, 啊, 我们真的是不够,
when we make the comparison, we really are not enough.
这样我们就产生了忧伤,
that then we will have the sorrow.
我们看约翰一书第一章,
这个 1 John,
约翰一书的第一章,
First John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章,
First John chapter 1.
第八节,
Verse 8.
我们若说自己没有罪, 便是自欺, 真理也不在我们心里了。 第九节, 我们认自己的罪, 神是信实的公义的, 必要认赦免我们的罪, 洗净我们一切的不义。 这个第八节说啊, 如果我们说我没有罪, 真理, 我便是欺骗自己。
Verse 8 says that if we claim to be without sin, we are lying to ourselves.
那下面说, 真理就不在我们里面了。
And then continue saying that the truth is not within us.
因为真理就是光啊。
Because the truth is light.
如果说我们没有罪就是没有光照。
If we don't have the truth, then we don't have the light.
如果我们说我们没有罪就是缺乏那个标准。
If we don't have the truth, that means we don't have the standard.
所以真理不在我们里面了。
So the truth is not in us.
那如果认自己的罪,
but if we admit our sins,
那神就要赦免我们的罪,
then God will forgive our sins.
那神就会住在我们里面,
God will live within us.
那这就进到第二福啊,
this is the second blessing.
就会变成得安慰,
will gain the comfort.
啊, 得喜乐,
gain joy.
哦, 所以一个人要得安慰,
for a person to gain comfort,
一个先决条件要对付自己的软弱跟罪。
The first condition is to face your sins.
我们都常常觉得很喜欢别人称赞我们。
We often feel like that we like other people praising us.
这样会让我们自己感觉到自己好像不错。
We'll feel that makes ourselves feel good when people praise us.
但是如果真的我们内心要有这种神里面的这种喜乐,
but if we really want the joy of God within us,
我们需要经历一个过程。
We have to go through a process.
就是对自己的软弱缺点感到哀动。
That is to be sorrowful toward our lackings and shortcomings.
那在神面前悔改,
and repent in front of God.
那神赦免我们,住在我们里面, 你就完全安慰了。
When God forgives us and lives within us, then we will be comforted.
那这个就是福气啊。
That is the blessing.
你世界上找来找去, 没有人能够安慰我们。
You go around the world, there is no one that can comfort you.
忽然间来到主的面前, 完全得安慰。
But when you come into front of God, you are completely comforted.
你的忧伤全部拿掉了。
Our sorrows are all taken away.
喜乐平安在里面。
Joy and peace are within us.
但是条件,
but the condition,
就是要忧伤,
that you have to have the sorrow.
这是要得到第二福的条件。
This is the condition for the second blessing.
所以这是天国的福分。
That is the portion from the heaven.
得到安慰,
to gain the comfort.
好，我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
195. God then may he take me to see his glory promised land. All who dwell are ever happy, they rejoice and pass the day in song. Hear the song of the saints in his kingdom, praising God.